Welcome back to the Civic Media Radio Network. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. There she is. Hopefully everything is working. We have those tech issues every now and then. Can you hear us? Are you all good, Maggie?
I sure can. Thanks for being here with me. Yes.
There we go.
It all sorts out. Folks, we are talking election and more election, and I love all of the feedback. A number of you have pointed out that maybe this is just reaction to Trump, right? I don't think you can tease out one causal factor here. I think it's a repudiation or a rejection of much of Donald Trump's gross overreach, right? I think that's part of it. I do think that the centrist sort of candidates that you see most notably in Mikey Sherrill and Abigail Spanberger in New Jersey and Virginia, respectively, was something that folks felt like, normal might be good. But I don't think it's any one of those things. And again, I think coastal politics, whether you're talking California Prop 50 or what happened in New Jersey, New York City, or Virginia, are not what those things do not translate one-to-one here in the Middle West. They just don't. So I think we have to be thinking very carefully about what are the lessons learned from the elections, from this election cycle, this mandate, this landslide. But what does that look like in the upper Midwest, in the swing states, in Georgia, in New Mexico, in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, Michigan? And how do we select candidates that in the same way that Mayor-elect Mondani, Governors-elect Spanberger and Sherrill energized voters. I think there is something incredibly genuine about each one of those candidates, Jamie, and others that I think pushed forward beyond whether they're a socialist Democrat or a Democratic socialist or a centrist or whatever that was. They're saying, we have a vision. Here's what our vision is. And you can trust what I'm saying. I'm not a huckster. These were very genuine people. Again, you mentioned Abigail Spanberger, former CIA officer, and Mikey Sherrill's a former naval officer and federal prosecutor. Like, these are people that have done real things. And I think we've got a number of gubernatorial candidates here in Wisconsin that have done real things.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I know that the Democrats over the course of the last few months have had some issues on the messaging. I get that. It hasn't always been consistent. You've had the more progressive wing of the party versus the more centrist wing of the party. But is that maybe the key? That's what I kept thinking about last night. Maybe you're talking about the same issues and how they relate to your constituency and your electorate, even though you might have very different ideals. Now, I know that makes it a little bit more complicated for a presidential candidate down the road. But at the same time, you know, if you're thinking about winning these state races, these local races, talk to the people that are actually going to vote for you and talk to them in a way that makes sense. And I think that's one of the things that I have been most excited about as I've watched the candidates, even here in Wisconsin, come out. And you just touched on it. These are real people who are actually doing real things. We don't have these legacy politicians right now running for office. And I think that's what people want to see change. Because they haven't been in office for 25 years, right?
Yes.
Let's be realistic. And I think that's where the disconnect starts to come is, you know, I think sometimes people feel like when somebody's been in office for that long, you kind of forget where your roots are, maybe, if that's the right way to put it. And I feel like maybe that's what's exciting people and energizing them about this particular crop of candidates that we're starting to see not only here in Wisconsin, but across the country.
Yeah, I will always be all for term limits. Jeannie from Eau Claire, say hello to Jamie. What you got for us?
Hi, Jamie. Hallelujah, that's what I can say.
Yes.
And then also these very strong, intelligent, and also security-related people that know what the devil's going on in their country, what needs to be done in their states. They're active. I've watched these women. They are outstanding, and we need more of that. We need intelligence. We need background. We need to know what they're going to do. We want to know what kind of people they're going to put in office, take a look at what Trump stuck us with, And, you know, and women are leaders. And I hope we get a lot of those. So thanks a lot for this great show. And you guys have a great evening. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Jeannie's one of the nicest callers.
She is.
She's very sweet.
She doesn't yell at us. She enjoys talking to us. It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
I will say this. I think there is, again, what you saw in Prop 50 as led by Gavin Newsom in California, the New Jersey gubernatorial race, the Virginia gubernatorial race, and Zohran Mamdani in New York City was a straddling of critique of the most egregious overreach by Trump, but also at the same time, an affirmative vision of what do we want to accomplish. There was a great caller yesterday that said, what's the vision for the economic policy, right? Mm-hmm. And basic things like we can calculate what a minimum wage actually is. Why isn't that the minimum wage? If people are at or below the poverty level and we know that they can't live with $25,000, if that's what they're earning in their multiple jobs, because we still have a minimum wage that was set in like the early 2000s of 7.25, then why are we taxing people's income at those poverty level wages? That doesn't make sense, right? Why we tax the dollar earned from work at a higher rate than we tax the dollar earned from wealth. And oh, by the way, we don't actually tax any of the wealth gains unless you sell the asset. So people get away with passing tens of millions in wealth from generation to generation, and we never collect a penny off of it. The affirmative vision, the critique of Trump's most egregious overreaches from an authentic messenger, that's what's winning. We got a mandate, folks. Bailey from Stevens Point is up next. Then Troy from Mount Horeb, join us, 855-752-4842. Bailey, stay there. Troy, stay there. We got to take care of some messages. We're going to continue to celebrate this big win. It has been a bit of a dark night, and we have just seen a light of hope. Stay with us. I'm Maggie Dawn, and you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.